Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My pleasure to be here with you. It's like a dream come true for me, and I know you're all a Twitter about it, too. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, as you know, and you're going to get smarter because Gwendolyn Galsworth is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Gwendolyn, as you know, many of you know, have heard her many times before. Dr. Galsworth is president and founder of Quality Methods International, which is a training, development, and consulting firm specializing in technologies of the visual workplace. And I mentioned in the previous segment that we were going to talk about lines and colors and circles and dots, and she's very quick to point out to me that there's much more to visualization than that. And but as you know, folks, I'm not the expert. She is. That's the reason she's here. Gwendolyn, welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you, Jim.
And I'm glad to have you here to straighten me out.
Yes. Shall I begin?
Please begin. Pick up where my wife left off. Go ahead.
We're going to transform you, the two of us.
Yes. Yes. Good luck.
I thought it was a very interesting comment because we have been on in discussion before, you and I, having conversations about visuality. And I do make a distinction, by the way, between visuality and visualization. Visualization is another powerful tool, but it normally has to do with kind of imagining your future and using the imagination part of your mind to visualize other outcomes. Visuality has to do with devices and applications, physical things, physical mechanisms in the workplace to help us do the right thing on time and safely. So when you talk about colors and lines and dots, these are components of visuality. These are ways for us to communicate. For example, color coding can help us communicate very, very quickly different categories of things, different buckets of either function or different categories. For example, I've told you before that my brother used to run a plumbing company in Hoboken, New Jersey, and he would have color-coded buckets for his part so that he could see at a glance what was related to boilers and what was related to air conditioning, et cetera. That just helped him, we say, that helped him to do a sort. And that is one of the – I'd like to talk about three things if there's time today.
Before you do that, though, hold that thought because I'm just bursting to tell you about this.
Okay, tell me.
You're going to be so proud of me.
I'm proud already.
Because last week, as my audience knows, I was in Copenhagen. And I, while you were in Holland, as it turns out,
that's right.
And I was at a glass blowing. We met a guy who was a glass blower, and we got to go back and watch him make some glass products, and some beautiful bowls and plates and lots of different things, vases and glasses, lots of stuff. Anyway, and he has a little shop where he sells the stuff. Well, as I was sitting there watching him make an incredible object, I noticed on the wall there was a plaque on the wall, kind of a board on the wall, and it had all these shapes drawn on the wall, and they were in different colors and also shapes, and they matched these tools that he was using. And whenever they got through with a tool, they put it back in its exact place. And everything had a different color, everything had a different shape. And the interesting thing was that some of these tools were almost identical to another tool with only a slight variation.
Excellent.
And this was very important. In other words, just the different tool, just one little half-inch shorter length, was critical to him producing this hot, you know, glass while he was making it. And I thought about you, and I told my wife, I said, I'm going to tell Gwendolyn about this. because without that board and without having quick access to the exact tool, not the almost exact tool, an hour or two of work would go down the drain.
Yes. Oh, wow. That is such a great example. It's an example of a kind of an extension, and some of your audience will recognize this term of shadow boarding. But it sounds as though they went a step further, and I'd like to just put into words what I think you said. They went into something called design to task. They actually isolated tools that were for a specific task.
Yes.
As a surgeon would, you know, like in a tray of of instruments.
Right.
There's a different set of instruments for brain surgery than for having your toe fixed or whatever.
Right.
And that is a principle of visuality designed to task, and the shadow boarding that you mentioned is the place that we begin. That's such an excellent example. And all I would say is take a picture of it and put it on your website. People would love to see it.
I should have, but I was sitting there transfixed by what this guy was doing. All I could do was watch, and it was just amazing how much work he was doing. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to let Gwendolyn talk a little bit. 20 Tales. Stay with us. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the one where you can find the show. Lots of different things there, like the archives of past shows all the way back to 99. You got thousands of those. We got thousands of articles. The blog is updated every weekday. The newsletter is where you can subscribe to it there, and lots of other stuff there, so check that out. No barrier to entry. Also, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. No barrier to entry there either, folks. So check that out when you get a chance. Gwendolyn Galsworth is all over our website, especially the smallbusinessadvocate.com website. You can go back and listen to lots of interviews that she's done with us in the past on visuality, not visualization necessarily, but visuality. We got to make sure we understand the difference in those two words, folks. And so, Gwendolyn, you have some thoughts.
Yes, I have some thoughts. I wanted to give folks an idea of how to use the community around them to help them build the visuality of their workplace. If you begin to notice the visuality that's in the community, that's on the roadways, in the hospitals, in the cinemas, any place where there's a chance of human variation and therefore of human error, you will see visual devices helping us do the right thing on time and safely.
For example, I was if you were in Holland, I was in Copenhagen. We used public transportation. I used the train some, and the trains were color coded.
Oh, excellent! I haven't used the trains there.
You're a rock star, so you wouldn't take public transportation, Gwendolyn. But I, you know, me being me, I did take the public train, and they, you know, some trains were green, some were yellow, some were orange, and it helped me to get on the right train and get off at the right place.
Even if you didn't speak the language, and if you can imagine that you're a newcomer to a company called Denmark, Copenhagen, and you're trying to find your way around, you're trying to add value, you're trying to contribute, that color-coded system is going to help you get past the barriers, get past, and here's another important handle for understanding visuality, get past the information deficits, the missing information, the kind of answers that you could only get in a non-visual workplace by asking someone. Mm-hmm. And if folks would just keep track of the questions that they ask, or the questions that they are asked, especially if they're a manager, they're going to be asked a lot of questions, and ask themselves, how can I make it so that I never have to answer this question again, and make it so that that poor soul never has to ask that question again? You'll begin to populate the workplace with visual devices. These visual devices are managing devices. They are devices that help us do the right thing on time and safely. And they're minute. I mean, sometimes it's, what am I supposed to be doing next, boss? What am I supposed to be doing now, boss? Okay, I've done that. Now what do I do? So you put up a simple board. You have category 1, 2, and 3. And at the beginning of your day, you load the first three jobs, whether or not this is the office or some kind of machine shop, so that somebody doesn't have to go to you, have to find you. You have to be interrupted and think about it, remind yourself, what is she supposed to be making now? And that's a way of solving the information deficits. Visuality is around us. It has got to be the landscape of work in every work environment. I can't think of any work environment that can't be benefited. Jim, we get 15% to 30% reduction in lead time within a month because of visual devices.
Well, you know, Gwendolyn, one of the things I'd like to point out to folks out there who are contemplating doing something like this and making their workplace more visual, your employees are already ready for this because they're doing it as consumers. I mean, nobody reads Coca-Cola anymore. If I want a Coke, I don't read the words. I just look for the logo.
That's right.
I look for a color. If I want a certain kind of if I'm shopping for a certain kind of clothes or something, you know, I'll look for, once I see that all of this particular type has a certain color label, I look for that color label. I don't look for the name.
Let's stay in that point, because I've had this experience where you go into a store and you're trying to find your size and you're spending all your time finding your size. And a couple of 3 years ago, they started putting a little neck around the hanger that had the size right there.
Right. And
so
colors.
You could get to the business of buying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So my point is your employees, folks, they're already ready for this. You're not going to have to train them on the value of visual.
That's right.
Of visuality. I get it right in a minute.
Yes, that's right. The value of visual devices and visual systems. And, you know, Mary Massad before gave a really wonderful presentation, and one of the things she said is people come to work for another reason anymore. They come to work to make a contribution, and they want to feel a sense of wholeness and connectivity. And with these information deficits that are everywhere in a workplace that's non-visual, the opposite happens. You feel disconnected. You feel fragmented. You feel as though management isn't doing its job. You feel frustrated. Visuality makes the landscape smooth. It installs the language of work in the landscape of work. If folks will think about visuality as the translation of information, we're translating information into devices, and the devices hold the meaning. The devices hold the language.
Well, and you know, another thing is, we go to a break here. I like the word stipulate. Because stipulate is efficient. If you and I can stipulate something, then we don't have to discuss it. We just agree that that's what it is.
Mm.
And colors and lines stipulate things to people. It tells them, this is what this is. This is what's next. We don't have to talk about it. And therefore, it's much more efficient. And
oh, I like that so much.
That's my take on what you've been saying. See, I do pay attention, Gwendolyn. I'm learning from you. You're breaking through here, Gwendolyn. Stand by. Quick break.
Ten till.
Right back with Dr. Gwendolyn Goss. Stay with us.
We skip the light fandango. Only you can make all this world seem wrong.
Tony Williams with the Platters, ladies and gentlemen, the late great Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsworth, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, very smart lady, the author of Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking. Gwendolyn, give us your website, and you've got some other announcements to tell us about.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Our website, we have two of them, is visualworkplace.com. where we make the books and other pieces of visuality available. There are also some really good examples on there from workplace visuality, mostly in manufacturing. The second, we have the Visual Lean Institute. That website is kind of under construction, but we train trainers. We train and certify trainers so that you can bring visuality into your own workplace. And you know,
is that an on-site training? Do they have to travel to get that training?
Well, we actually are trying to set up regional consortiums so that people can be trained in their city. And small business owners, for example, we'd be very happy to set up something that would allow a bunch of small business owners to be trained on site, as it were, at once and kind of keep them going. We're very interested in consortiums so that small business owners can afford training that is sometimes beyond the reach of.
Well, the reason why I like having you on, besides the fact that you're a cool, smart lady, Gwendolyn, is that your message is so important for small business, I think, more so than maybe they realize, because, as I told Mary Massad in the previous segment, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. Mm-hmm. That means every head has to be very efficient. Mm-hmm. And the more things we can stipulate, the more things we can cut to the chase on, mm-hmm. the more things that we all agree is the next step after we do step one is step two, and here's what that color is, or here's how you get there. The more things we can agree on and just do it and not have to discuss it or wonder what's the next thing to do, the more we can do that, the more efficient we'll be, the more profitable we'll be, the more successful we'll be.
I want to build on that point and put one more component. What you said is precisely correct. And in addition, visuality is a natural state of our mind. Mm-hmm. Our mind is a pattern-seeking mechanism. Visual creates patterns in the workplace, and so we're naturally going in that direction. And if we bring people to visuality, they're going to jump on board and get to know how to do this because they're doing it already, as you said before, as consumers. But it goes even deeper than that. The way that our mind works, it functions, supports visuality and a physical manifestation of the work that we're trying to do on the inside, so that it actually resides on the outside.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
I hadn't thought about to ask you this before, but you just said something that made me think of this. I've been told that we have a part of our brain that specializes in face recognition. Folks, if you've ever wondered, if you've ever wondered why you saw somebody that looked like somebody you knew, but the more you looked at them, you realized it wasn't quite right, and you wondered, how can I do that? You have a part of your brain that literally does face recognition.
Is
that the same thing? Is that the same thing that you're talking about when you say our brain is looking for patterns?
You know, I'm not familiar with that research or with that nugget. I can try to find it and anchor it in that. But
it sounds similar, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, and it's a very powerful part of the brain. It's the part of the brain when your spouse is talking to you and you're not understanding a word he or she is saying. You're saying, wait a second, honey, I know what you're saying is important, but give me a minute. And you're trying to anchor it. Trying to find some similarities.
That's when I get into all kinds of trouble, Gwendolyn.
Me too. Both sides of that fence.
Yeah. Yeah, that part of this, that discussion is fraught with peril for me.
Last thoughts. Point again clearly. The brain is set up to recognize pattern, and it will seek that pattern until it finds it, even if there is no pattern. So in a sense, the brain is satisfied, the mind is satisfied when the pattern is in place, and it can then look for the next higher level of pattern. This is the process of continuous improvement. Mm-hmm. If we get a baseline in place, then we can build another more sophisticated pattern on top of it. This is the road to civilization.
Right. No, there's no question about it. And I'll tell you, Gwendolyn, what I believe is that small business owners are doing some of the stuff that you're talking about. I just think they may not be doing it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they need to be doing it consciously, and I think they can take what they already their instincts that they already have about visuality, but be more sophisticated and more purposeful with it, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah, and let's help them with that, Jim. Let's put a piece up on your website that allows people to see examples, to send in examples, and make applications and build the whole thing.
We'll do that. Gwendolyn, give us your website again one more time, please.
VisualWorkplace.com or VLInstitute.com, either one.
Thank you. The book is called Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking, folks. Check it out wherever books are sold. Thanks, Gwendolyn. See you next time.
It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.